Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, rolling into the happier happy hour. And I'm happy because my little buddy Dominic can hear me now. You can't hear me now, right, Dom?
I got you, man. Can you hear me, Crudy? Good to see you, man. I had a quick run to the car and get my headphones from traveling on Friday, but I am back and ready to roll. Good to see you, Fancy Brian Evan on the board, our fair audience. Welcome back, everybody.
I guess you and I on Friday did a bit of an abbreviated Devil's Radio, Devil's Advocate, and then Monday, no live show. I apologize. Unforeseen funeral.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Can't be an opportunity to talk to Runks and his brother, and they're both Trumpsters. And anyways, you know,
no, he's the guy you did the show with, man. And
Sports
back
Talk
in,
Live,
in
what do you got for
Sports Talk Live?
He was originally a better version of you.
Impossible. I don't believe it for a minute. No way.
Well, here's what he was. You know, I actually took the sports talk very seriously back then. You know, hard to believe. I always took myself fairly seriously. And then you'd get a crackpot caller. You'd get a CJ sort. And Brad was good for CJs. Maybe because Brad is half a CJ. I figured out Brad's half a Trumpster. But what I mean by that, you know, you'd have a guy... What can you tell me about the bass fishing and crivets? You know, something like that. And Brad would, you know, he'd go hook, line, an and sinker. He'd jump in the canoe and go off the bass fishing and crivets with the respective caller. And I would just, you know, I would just let him take those calls. Like I allow you to talk to a few of the isolated callers that, you know, I'm less social with. Yeah. At 844-967-2789. If you note, I never, you know, actually speak to you. I always make Dom do it. That'd mean you're on the bass fishing and crivets list.
I take all the calls.
Lightly screen. Evan's here with me. Fancy Brian on the board in the Shaw. And you could be on the lines. Dial us up. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. Mask mandates, they're all done. Pandemic's over. Nothing
to
see here.
Good to know.
Moose out front should have told you. I was driving back from this funeral yesterday and flipping radio stations. You know, thank God no one was in the car with me because, you know, I just drive people nuts. Because I wanted to hear St. Louis stations. I want to hear Chicago stations, Wisconsin stations. Yeah, I'm catching them all. Whatever I can hear, I'm looking for them. I'm finding them. And the mask mandate, the termination of the mask mandate by a Trump-appointed jurist, 33, according to the American Bar Association, not qualified.
33 years old,
never
not
tried
qualified.
A case, and she's on the federal court for life, forever.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
Well, she decided to throw out the mask mandate predicated on a 1942-era dictionary definition of what the word sanitation means. And she found one that meant like wearing masks and, you know, gowns and things of that nature. And she found another one that it meant cleaning up. So she opted for the prior and threw out the mask mandate. That was her legal theory. Depends on what the definition of sanitation is.
It depends on what the definition of is.
Well, that's basically the legal conclusion she arrived at. And I'm not a legal scholar, but I play one on the radio, Dom. Seems a little sketch.
I'm not clear on who the plaintiffs were and on how this whole thing went down. Any sense of appeal on this? I mean, certainly, I mean, if there were concerns about it, if this was brought forth by the Biden administration or whatever the case is, Do you think, would you like to see some other judge perhaps take a look at this ruling?
Or a panel of judge just slap down Judge Mizell, I think's her name, M-I-Z-E-L-L, something like that. Sure, I would like to see another ruling on this because I'm not clear that we're done with pandemics. Know what I mean?
So well, we're not done with this pandemic. I mean, we got 37,000 cases. I'm on the CDC website right now. 37,000 new cases per day. Deaths are down to 389 a day, and new admissions to hospitals at about 1,500 a day.
So we have 400 Americans dying 365 approximately from coronavirus. And that's way down, actually.
Yes.
But in the current sense, there may be, you know, I haven't worn a mask in a public space in a while now. And there may be less urgency to wear a mask. But here's what's going to happen. You know, it's not enough just to say, I don't have to wear a mask anymore. Because you know that's how all these people that have been claiming, a guy like Tony Evers is tyrannical, and Joe Biden, you know, suck it, Joe Biden, let's go, Brandon. Why? Because they ask you to wear a mask in public. So you know those people aren't going to wear masks, right? But what about the people that choose to wear a mask? I'd love to hear from the audience, 844-967-2789. Some are immunocompromised, or know people that are, or are caregivers for people that are. Some of our friends are going to continue to wear masks. They're going to avoid public. Hell, man, I've been going to this grocery store here off University Avenue in Madison. I've noticed the percentage of people wearing masks has gone way up as people like Nancy Pelosi have contracted COVID, and a number of other, especially political people, have contracted COVID. I think the Gridiron Dinner was something of a super spreader event.
Yeah.
But so is half the planes to Cancun. So are half the domestic air flights. You're trapped on an airplane. I know they've got really good filtration systems. Unless the guy next to you is coughing on you. And you know, as I'm sitting with the Kunkle boys, the Runkle boys yesterday, as I'm, you know, giving them my political point of view. And, you know, even Craig readily admitted, well, you're obviously better informed than us. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Try reading a paper, my friend. Don't take it from some Brady Whitey talker's perspective on the radio, because that's clearly where they got many of these talking points from. But as I'm having this animated conversation, you know, I gesticulate. And I was actually trying to eat Qdoba at the time, you know, like a steak salad and taco. And I'm literally, I got, you know, as I'm getting passionate about the conversation.
More animated in your discussion.
So, you know, as I have spit at least three chips on Runkle.
Oh, come on, Brad.
You know, not purposefully, just, you know, I see food flying out. I said, wouldn't it be nice if I was wearing a mask right now?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it from this point of view. How many times have you ducked morsels of food flying out of my mouth just over this luncheon? So we're sitting pretty close here. You think my breath's getting that far? You can smell it, can't you? Be nice if I was wearing a mask, wouldn't it?
Well, if you wore a mask, you wouldn't wear your meal half the time. So, you know, there's always that for you. But it is, listen, I'm not clear.
You see my point? I literally had food particles, and I wasn't trying to be gross. I wasn't trying to gross up my friends. But it was happening through the passion and, you know, my inability to eat and talk and gesticulate all at the same time. I cannot walk and chew gum, or Qdoba, as the case may be.
I think to your earlier point of those people who would, you know, choose to continue to wear a mask. And I don't know, you know, when I went down to Florida a couple of weeks ago, and a mask at the time were still required. And of course I wore one, but you know, being stuck in a tube at, you know, 30,000 feet is kind of gross anyway. So I don't know if I'll go back to traveling on an airplane and not wearing a mask. Now, I guess my question is how will the megas react to, you know,
other
individuals exercising their individual right and whatever to go ahead and wear the mask? Are they going to get mocked? Are they going to get, you know, get harassed, get trolled, whatever the case is? And I would say, suggest that's probably, you know, going to be a case for a small percentage of the megas out there.
Well,
but generally
small
speaking,
percentage. Dom, I'm sorry to interrupt you, my friend, but let's not forget Tucker Carlson on his show said if you see kids walking around with masks, go confront the parents. That's child abuse. I mean, that's the most watched host in cable news on Fox News telling people to go out and confront other people, strangers in the community, because they would choose to wear a mask or have their children do so, and that must be child abuse. So you think there might be a few isolated incidents?
I think it is, it's overblown. I don't think it is going to, those that will continue to do it will have some, perhaps a small percentage. I don't think that they're going to get harassed to the degree of the Tucker Carlsons. I don't think people are that much into it. It's an individual choice. And if that's what they choose to do, that's what they choose to do. I think people will eventually move on. If you are right, and it becomes an issue more than I think it will be, it certainly goes to the core of what the MAGAs and the Republicans are really down. It's not about their individual rights at that point. It is about them forcing their thought process upon to you. And that is ultimately where a lot of these folks are. So maybe in that sense, maybe you are right.
It's a little closer to the truth at last telling. 844-967-2789. Join the party, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, quickly, early in the show, when you were talking about your friends you hooked up with in an unfortunate way, you know, and they were talking about family values, one of their big things.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's where I want to...
What does that mean, really? Even?
Well, it was the breakdown of the American family, but I'm not clear how you legislate family values, right? Well, it's about changing images and changing messages. I said, how about the time
supposedly going to project it? Trump? Look, I really love the Sherrod Brown thing. I'm down with Sherrod Brown big time, like Matt Rothschild. I mean, that when he said that was a tape measure walk-off home run. But one other thing.
Kind of like Yelich last night?
Boom.
Yeah, you should have asked your friends this. What if the Cheeto guy decides he's going to keep the war chest for legal fees and doesn't run? Because he's already starting to look like he's going to do that. What are they going to do then? Are they going to be mad about that?
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
they won't care. They won't care.
Of course they're going to care if they don't get a piece of that action. Thanks for the call, Dick. I totally disagree. The Republicans already fuming behind the scenes.
I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I mean the rank and file, the runks of the world. They're not going to care if Trump steals and absconds with the money. That was the expected. Come back with us. Rolling through the happy hour.
You are incredibly safe to go up.
That's up to them.
Anybody here have herpes?
I haven't spoken to the CDC yet.